It's time for the testimony line on KUUT Gospel Radio. This testimony you are about to hear was during the coronavirus. This testimony is the story of the woman in the Torah with the issue of blood.
I told you about my miracle, or did I tell you?
Well, actually, no, you didn't. So tell me about your miracle, girl. Tell me your miracle.
You mean I did not tell my child about my miracle?
Please share it with me. Do I have your permission to tell your testimony to my listeners on the radio?
You know what? I want you to tell it on the mountain. Okay. I want you to go tell it, because that's what I promised. I said, Father, I will tell it. So as many people as I tell, if they tell it, glory, more glory.
Okay.
You got it. You got it.
I want them to hear your voice.
Last Wednesday, not Wednesday of this week, but Wednesday of last week, I went to the restroom during the day because my stomach was cramping and I felt that I needed to have a bowel movement.
Okay.
And I did, but it didn't feel right. And when I wiped myself, it was nothing but bright red blood. The toilet was full of blood and my bowels were black. That went on all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and more blood. I mean, I probably lost about 10 pints of blood or more.
Ooh.
All day Friday. On Saturday, I came to myself. And I said, what is wrong with me that I have not prayed and asked my Heavenly Father to touch my body? I laid there in bed, put my hands on my own body, and prayed a prayer. Oh, and I could just hear it ringing in my room. Can you trust me? Can you trust me? Can you trust me? I said, Heavenly Father, not only do I trust you, but my faith and confidence is in you. And I produced my cause as the word said. I set him in remembrance. And I said, Father, I come as the woman that had the issue of blood. I said, she said just one touch. And she touched the seed on the hem of your garment, your prayer cloth. I said, Father, I don't have your prayer cloth, but I have your word. And I touched your word where it says, by your stripes, I was healed. And then my body is fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, my body is since my body is fearfully and wonderfully made, it's not operating in the way you designed it to work. I said, one touch, Father. I went to sleep at 3 o'clock on Sunday morning. My stomach started cramping again and I was going to get up, but it was not audible, but it was so strong. It was deafening and spoke in my spirit to my spirit. Don't get up. Just lay there. And I said, Father, because I trust you, I must obey you. I didn't get up. I went back to sleep and I did not wake up until 12 noon. I got up at high noon, went to the bathroom, had a bowel movement, not one drop of blood. Not one drop of blood. It happened exactly 1 week today, and I've not seen a drop of blood. 1 week today. Now, you think I'm not praising my Father?
I know you are.
Oh, and my daughter said, Mama, I think we need to take you at least to the hospital to see what's going on. And I said, if I don't do it, it won't be done.
Come on.
I will lay here in my blood.
Come on.
And die before I go to the hospital. All those diseases that are in the hospital, I said, you think I'm going in there? I wouldn't go if there wasn't no coronavirus out.
That's why
you're a blessed
woman.
I'm not going. Yes, I said, do you know he is our great physician?
Come on.
So why should I go to a lesser physician?
Hallelujah.
If he's the great one, there's got to be lesser ones. I'm not going to the lesser physician. I'm going to the great physician.
If you have a testimony and you want to tell it to the world, give us a call here at the station and speak to us live, or leave your testimony on the station's answer machine. And with your permission, we will let you tell your testimony. See, it is your testimony that is going to save many people, encourage many people, inspire many people. So give us a call right here at KUUT Gospel Radio, 562-443-8816, and tell your testimony to the world.
KUUT Unconventional Gospel Radio.